Saturday, October 3rd, 2020, Prayer 31, Day 3. Yahweh our Lord, the I Am, we worship you today as the divine over all things. We submit our day to you, Yahweh. You have complete authority. Your covenant with us is one of grace, favor, and blessings. We long to live under your great canopy of love for us. Praise your amazing name. Father, the worries of each day are ever around us. Conflict, both within and without, threatens the peace we so desperately want and seek. Father, we come to you with open hearts, seeking your guidance and being content with all you have given us as a people and nation. Guard our hearts, O Lord, so that we will be faithful to you, and let the peace of your presence surround us each and every day. Your word says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." We ask that you heal those battling sickness today. We pray for President Trump and the First Lady, Melania, and any of and all his staff that have tested positive for COVID. Heal and strengthen and deliver them, Lord. Help this season of virus to end, Father, in Jesus' name. Today we pray for the states of California and Colorado. Father, open the eyes of those in these states and sweep over these lands with revival. We pray for our pastor's wife today, First Lady of Grace Family Fellowship, Christy Bryan. May she have a fresh season of spiritual renewal and joy. May she grow as a woman of faith and discernment while ministering to others. Use her and anoint her in mighty ways. Bring healing to her body. Continue to build within her the leadership she needs to fulfill your purposes. Thank you, Father, for her. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray these things. Amen.